Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Martin Express.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I talked to Marion on Thursday of last week. We had a good conversation. It's really, really unfortunate. We've seen this over the last couple of years, and he's played through it. And I think he just got to the point because of the intensity of the medication that he's been on. He just didn't want to, he couldn't play anymore.
It's a big deal. Blackhawks president John McDonough's team now in a bit of a holding pattern because of Marian Hossa's skin disorder. Hossa will miss the upcoming season because of it, and that creates a salary cap issue for the Hawks.
Conversations with the NHL are ongoing. I believe that once the season starts or after the first game, that money frees up. But, you know, this is a unique set of circumstances, so I think that's yet to be determined.
The NHL likely will determine if and when Hossa can go on IR, and you heard McDonough say depending on if it happens before or after the season starts can make a big difference in cap flexibility. McDonough, a guest with Mully and Hanley this morning. Baseball big four-game series for the Cubs. They're in Washington, home to the number one team in the National League East. Eddie Butler and Gio Gonzalez, the starters. The Cubs offense ranking near the middle of the pack in all of the important categories, including OPS and home runs. Something to consider against Gonzalez, who has held the Cubs to a 2.13 average in his career. On the South side, it's the White Sox and Yankees. The Sox call up Juan Manaea and send down Gregory Infante. The Yankees activate Jacoby Ellsbury and place Aaron Hicks on the DL. College basketball, 6'11 center Marin Maric transfers from NIU to DePaul. A year ago, he led the Huskies in scoring and rebounding. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. Listen live with Spiegel and Parkins, broadcasting from the left center field bleachers at Wrigley Field Friday, July 7th from 9 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. before the Cubs take on the Pirates. Stop by the broadcast when the gates open and catch the action. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Y'all know what time it is.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Zach had updates there for the final hour of the show. Joe Ostrowski before that and all morning long. Thank you to the fine producers of the program, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guest today, Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports and Eddie Olchik. Tomorrow, the Three Technique at 10 o'clock. Artie Lang at 10:40 on this show. The Bulls press conference in the 11 o'clock hour, and Cubs manager Joe Maddon in his usual slot Tuesdays at noon. And now here they are, fresh from what I'm sure, or actually what I hope was a very nice weekend. I'll stop with the HJ. I'll just say I hope it was a nice weekend.
What's up, dude?
Tim Bernstein Golf. What's up, man?
It was
a decent weekend.
Kicking off Friday the way it did.
My goodness.
As somebody came up to me who's a veteran of Score afternoon show remotes, who said, this is by far the sexiest remote you guys have ever done. Mm-hmm. Said, well, yeah, I mean, we're not like on a corner in Joliet, you know? This is
shout out to Joliet. And the old country buffet out there.
This is a little different up here. Yeah. And then, but the moment of the show, this was a first, an absolute first in my radio career and probably never to be equaled. We're going to break. And a lovely woman comes over and starts engaging us in
one
conversation.
Of many.
Yeah, one of many, because there were a lot there, and
they were all there for you.
And she just says, "Well, I hope you're saying nice things about my husband."
Uh oh.
And immediately I kind of, oh boy, who is this?
I didn't hear her name until probably about 30 seconds into the conversation.
Right.
It didn't dawn on me because I'm, you know, like, hey, how you doing? And
right.
Keep it moving. But she said it. And I'm like, oh.
And she was half joking. And she's like, well, you know, I try to listen sometimes. And then I hear things that are said. And I think, oh, my goodness, these things. So it was Carol Hoiberg. And
she was on the rooftop.
Yeah,
wow.
She happened to be there. It was great. And she, you know, she listens off and on and just says, well, you know, and so we're just, I said, you know, we could have a little off the record conversation here. We did. And
walked her back to her table.
And then two shots of Patron come over with big lime wedges in them. And she waves.
So the category is coaches' wives who have sent you shots of Patron.
Yeah.
That's a list of
that would
one.
Be a first. Yeah, yeah, that would be a first. Vinny's wife was really nice, but never had Patron with her. Yeah, man. That was something.
She's like, yeah, those are me.
She said, I'm Carol Hoiberg. And I was like, hey. Hey, you. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, I'm waiting for it. Like, how do I know this lady? Even when she said her name, I'm like,
right. Dude, the sales department.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
Might as well have been, right?
How high the voice gets for Jason when he's unsure.
She
like,
said that. Right. She said that. She's like, why's your voice so high?
I was like, hey, girl. What's happening?
Goodness. How you doing,
that's
babe.
A tell.
It was cool. It was cool, though.
It was a very, very fun day.
My girl came over with like two friends.
The crew.
Hung out. I was there till like 5 o'clock because it got hot. Then we went downstairs and had a drink, and then we came back upstairs.
And my other moment amid all the great sports talk and everything that was going on, it seemed like just so much was popping. I got to check another one off my list as right near the end of the show. About 15 feet over my head, a peregrine falcon comes swooping in. And I'm pointing. I'm going crazy. I'm like, holy crap, that's a peregrine falcon.
And some other nerd joined up with you.
Yeah, there was another bird nerd there. He comes over and he's like,
bad. He says,
there's a couple that live around here. Occasionally, if you spend enough time up here, you can see them dive bombing pigeons in midair. It's awesome.
He's like, squirrel parts are just left all over my yard.
Wow.
I'm sitting there like, oh my God! Like this is what happens when guys grow out of World of Warcraft.
Yeah, and I found one of my people.
It was cool though. It was cool.
It was really nice. And then we had typical youth baseball over the weekend. A lot of stuff going on. Good weather for it. And man, it was nice to get a jolt of real sports news. Get kind of a reset going on for a couple of teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had an old guy weekend where I just watched people do things I used to do and go, that looks fun. But I'm not going to do that. The food truck festival was right there, pretty much around the corner from the crib, right down the street from your crib, Speaks. And I was like, oh, look at that. All those people going over there to do that in the sun, hanging out with themselves.
I'm good.
I was like, I'm all good. Like,
potential to meet someone else.
No, I was good. We actually went back to the rooftop Saturday. We started out at 10 o'clock in the morning. To go do some like summer shopping, some summer clothes stuff, because you know I don't buy a lot of clothes. I buy shoes, but she's like, hey, Jay, get yourself some shorts, you know, some other things. So we started at 10 o'clock with the baby, started at Sweetwater, made our way all the way down to the other end, pretty much by Lakeshore Drive, where it starts out at Oak, and then just doubled back, got some food on the way back to London House. And yeah, man, it was a cool weekend. I was using my Amy Kite app where we were driving around looking at neighborhoods and stuff, and you can just hit the nearby homes button so I could see how much homes cost.
Oh, are we in the market?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I mean, at some point, you know, I pay a lot of money for rent, and when I hear what people pay for mortgage, I'm like, why am I not doing this?
It's just a great asset.
I was talking to a friend of mine, whose parents grew up and still live right near Wrigley Field, right down near the water.
I don't even want to hear
they
this.
They rented for 23 years.
Damn.
They weren't sure about the neighborhood.
Let me give it another minute here.
Just make sure. Beer while you're over there.
There was a time when it was sketchy. There was a time when the area around Wrigley was not a nice neighborhood whatsoever.
Well, a couple of guys got beat up.
23 years, figure out down by the lake. Enough for you.
That real estate's been kind of hot for a minute, though. Late 80s, probably mid 80s, late 80s.
It changed when Harry Carey joined.
Right,
you're
right, and it was before that. That's right. They're 23 years before that, so I should cut him some slack. Okay, I will.
Yeah, man.
You probably had enough of a window to try to make a little better financial decision. However, yes.
I just got to get used to not being able to call somebody if something goes wrong. You know, I was hearing Chad Feldman talk about his iron bacteria problem that he has in his neighborhood, where like 1% of the people in the state of Illinois has this problem. He's the block in the neighborhood that has it, where things are messing it with the sun pump and all that other stuff.
Before you buy a property, you're going to have an environmental lawyer check absolutely everything out.
So
you
meet one first.
Which are,
Dan's got three.
Right. No, yeah. So you're telling me we don't pull up with our Penske truck and just start unloading?
No, I think some of Bernsey's birdwatching pals are in that business.
No, they're going to test the soil. They'll test the water. They'll make sure the due diligence is there so you have no surprises. Where all of a sudden, 20 years later, and everybody's got cancer because there's radon in the basement.
That's the thing. Right? I gotta make sure these things. I feel like my dad got me a yard when I was around 3 or 4 years old.
And you need to do the same.
Yeah, man. You know, you always try to be better
space.
Than yeah,
You're
better
not
than
be
pop.
In the city then.
No. Oh, I might. You know, investments take care of us. We do things in our family where things.
Oh,
things
I know. To say that's a yard in the city is a tough is a luxury. There's always Evanston, man.
Dude, you want to talk about property taxes? Wow, we are really having these conversations. Well,
we are washed up.
Yeah. No, you're the least washed. I'm the second least washed, and then these two are battling for the most washed. But he's actually, Speaks is actually still cool.
Right.
You know, Bernsey has been washed. He's like stonewashed. He's been washed for a very long time.
Yeah, which is why I need some advice, because for the next 2 days, I am a bachelor.
Uh-oh.
I have the entire house to myself.
Animal House.
And what
Bernsey.
Do you think you're going to do?
I am going to do nothing.
How about I recommend a 5-gallon drum of cheese popcorn and just put it next to the chair?
How about the Chicago combo right there for you, buddy?
No. Yeah, I know. Sweet,
it gives you hives.
I really don't know. Other than the transgression of not making the bed. That's going to feel awesome.
Transgression?
I'm going to not make the bed.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm
going to eat at the coffee table. Yep. I'm going to drink San Pellegrino out of the bottle.
Uh-oh. You're almost doing lines of blow.
You're right. Yeah.
That's the equivalent.
I'm setting it off right now.
Nah, man. 2 days alone. You don't. Well, you cook, so you're good.
You're going to walk around naked? Walk around the house naked?
Just look at your little guy and say, scream if you want. Nobody's going to hear you.
Yeah, he's there because she's at camp, and then Beth and Jason are left this morning for the College World Series for 2 days in Omaha.
Nice.
They're going to go to
good trip.
Oh, yeah. It's because I got family there. We've had tickets for 100 years.
Oh, cool.
And they
own the city. I didn't realize you owned Omaha.
Well,
they're environmental lawyers and bird watchers down there.
Hey, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just sit on the porch and watch birds.
That sounds like a going crazy kind of couple of days for you right there.
Get a glass of wine and some binoculars.
I'm going to watch all the birds.
Who's that weirdo drinking wine with the binoculars?
Can't hold
there?
Me back, woman. This is my time.
Find one of your.
I own this house.
Find one of your guys who is probably no longer married or has the same kind of freedom you may have.
You need those. Got to keep those on file.
Oh, right. I haven't talked to Roger in a year and a half.
Oh, yes.
I promise you, if I text Roger right now and say, let's get it on tonight,
that's right.
He is out to party.
Was it a bad idea, Roger?
Bad decision, Roger.
And you had your guy, too.
A bad influence, Davey.
Yes! And when they collide.
We always wanted to get them together. Someday we're going to do that. You and bad decision, Roger. Right, me and bad influence, Davey. And we're all going to end up in jail.
What if the irony is when the two are together, they both
cancel each other out?
Yeah. Very reasonable, right, well thought out, responsible decision.
Hey, guys, let's take Uber.
Right. Let's go home early, guys.
They end up bird watching.
We could have some liability issues.
Let's just smoke mid-grade tonight, fellas. None of that kush, none of that kill, nothing with any kind of deadly names.
So, you know what I found funny is that as we're quote unquote doing one of my least favorite things is previewing the big mid-season series, right? The playoff preview series.
We laughed at we said measuring stick series.
Right. Oh god,
yeah.
We've made fun of it for years, after the fact. This recently concluded series with the Marlins, that's the 2017 Cubs.
There they are.
That's four games.
Been average long enough.
11-1, 2-0.
Win-loss, win-loss, right? Bats on, bats off.
Huge at-bats on Saturday with men in scoring position by Javi Baez, who shortens up and has a great moment.
Defense.
And then garbage at-bats yesterday with men in scoring
position. And Wilson's like, I don't care what you just called.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not swinging.
I don't even know the indicator. Right. But there's no rhyme or reason to their performance in high-leverage situations. And
they're above average teams.
You get a couple of bad bounces. Like. So I find it somewhat... I guess it's ironic that we are spending all this time, the big series against the Nats. No!
That was it.
Those four games against a moribund team nobody cares about in a season that has moved desultorily in fits and starts, those are your Cubs.
That's them, and they got to find a way to beat good pitchers, and now you're going to see some of them have a chance to, but they're not even here, though. Addison Russell's probably going to have a couple days off. There's no Hayward. There's no Zobrist.
Injuries. Another point.
Hendricks after the break, too.
A month ago, these are the things that I was trying to point out. Like, listen, they have yet to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really seen as much adversity, and then all of a sudden, the Addison Russell stuff pops up, and now he's got his shoulder, and Chris Bryant hasn't played well. I mean, these are the things that I was waiting for. You should have stepped wins before this point. This point comes in every baseball team season, whether you're good or not. So you should try to take care of April and May so that when this happens, you're good money. But the division is trash.
Right.
And you're still tied in the loss column with
Milwaukee.
Which is crazy.
Milwaukee and Minnesota are like, hey, guys, we got to start losing. Because at some point, people are going to want us to keep Irvin Santana.
That's so true. But Minnesota's like, this was not our plan.
No. They're like giving losses away. Like,
credit Miguel. Just strike out some more, Miguel. Right.
Credit to the White Sox for at least understanding the script.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, right. Their talent, they were going to understand at some point. You know, you're making guys up. And they're just going out there catching and playing shortstop and left field for you and center. It's a dreary product on the South Side.
Yeah, Jason got a kick out of the fact that Kevin Smith, who he believes doesn't exist.
Yep. He's from St. Louis.
On his chest protector, it says Smitty across.
Yeah. You should have yourself a Rawlings or Russell Athletic regular.
Right. You're not brand.
Yeah, no modified chest protector.
I understand that Koji Uehara can have the glove with his own likeness.
That's a guy's recorded the final out in the World Series.
Van Smith.
You spell your own name wrong and you have the customized chest protector.
He's like the NFL players that go out with the chains with their number because nobody ever sees their faces. They go to the clubs with these, I'm 81. Like, nobody, you're a practice squad. Kevin Smith goes to London House with his chest protector. Who wants a drink? Smitty wants a drink. Tito's Mule, preferably.
Smitty wants another Dark and Stormy, as if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, so it was a fun weekend where some sports things happened, and I didn't get a chance to go to NHL draft. I was mad about that.
Just missed it.
I was mad. Dude, $150
to get in?
$150 for the tickets that I saw.
What?
Yeah.
Did you get to call out the selection?
No. Dude, I saw tickets for $150 on Vivid and some of these SeatGeek. Yeah.
Maybe that was to actually be selected.
And then you saw
down payment. On right,
you get to sit at the draft table.
I
with
think
the Blackhawks.
$150, you get to report to a team in like Port St. Lucie.
And you saw all these Nordic men walking around Michigan Avenue on Saturday and Sunday, and you could tell their pasty parents weren't from Chicago.
Do we know if Lauri Markkanen knows the Finnish player that the Blackhawks took? We got two first round Finns for the winter tenants here in town.
Okay, when's the last time that happened?
Huh?
Someone play a sound effect.
Tune in later on to Bernstein and Goff, where they will not tell
not
you.
Do that. I don't think everybody in Finland is like on a knows each other.
They got to.
There's like 15,
is spoken
it's like 15 people there.
Right, Norway maybe, because Norway, you're right. There's like 15 people, but I think Finland is a relatively populous country.
Fine, take the fun.
He told
Lauri
Markkanen that he was the only tall Finnish guy in Chicago.
How did he take that?
Right now,
he was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to being
there. But that was Lowry's reaction to everything.
That's true. That's
true. But you guys asked him the questions that needed asking. He just, you know, he's a kid. He's a kid, for sure. Yeah, he's going to be quite the revolution for one Lauri Markkanen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arizona college atmosphere to Chicago and that locker room. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it'll be different.
Carol Hoiberg.
I was reading that list that Casey Johnson put together with the little thumbnails on the current roster, and
it's gonna be bad for a while.
That's bad.
Yeah, you just don't want to get into that point where everyone's like, "Yo, this is why teams don't want to rebuild," because on average, it's 4 or 5 years. On average, like even if so if you're really good. You probably do it in 2-3 years. But look at what the Kings had to go through. The Kings had a franchise player, and they won nothing with him. And a lot of people think it's because of him. Fine. You move him.
With Chris Webber?
No.
DeMarcus. With DeMarcus.
Yeah.
I thought you meant way back when, because they had dark times.
And with a great player, they've had dark times. Yep. And then they go and have what I consider the best draft of anybody. They go out there and get De'Aaron Fox and get Justin Jackson and get themselves Harry Giles. Who knows what he's going to be? But you're still going to throw them up against NBA talent, and they're going to take their lumps for a good 2 or 3 years on the high side. Low side, De'Aaron Fox goes to a couple of All-Star games and doesn't win anything for 7-8 years.
And the danger is that good, proud players build up too much scar tissue, and they lose the fear and dissatisfaction of losing.
Yeah.
You know, that they sometimes.
That's what they were worried about with Portis and some of these kids. They didn't want to get them used to losing the way they were losing the last couple of years.
Right. And it's once that kind of settles in, and then the checks are still cashing and.
You turn into an NBA vet.
One of those guys that's just there, and you make a ton of money and you don't affect winning.
And then you think about your career at the very end and try to go ring chasing or something like that. But, yep, that's what we'll be getting into today. Of course, a lot of baseball stuff and talk about this series, because I like watching primetime players, and you have a lot of them on the field these next 3 or 4 days. So
yeah, but it's a weird camera angle park, though.
Is it?
Yeah, remember they've got lots of high,
really high
angles.
The press box is super high.
Oh,
and that.
Okay. All right. Well,
we'll be looking for that. it's like basketball at Duke or at Oklahoma State when you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, no, of course. I don't remember it though.
I never remember it, and then it
comes back the next time around. It's like, oh yeah, I watched that 60 games ago. The last time I watched a game at Nationals Park. Have a good show, gentlemen.
We'll
they're Bernstein and Goff to score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The New York Mets announced Sunday that they were promoting Tim Tebow from low class A ball Columbia to high class A Port St. Lucie. Tebow has apparently wowed the Mets with a .222 batting average, 3 home runs, and 7 errors playing left field. Or they're trying to sell some tickets in the god-awful South Florida summer heat. Here's an idea. Forget A-ball and just move Tebow up to the big club. The Mets are going nowhere this season, and Tebow might hit a couple of home runs before season's end. He would also sell tickets and gear and bring the national media running to cover batting practice. The Mets signed Tebow as a publicity stunt. He's 29 and hadn't played real baseball since high school. Good for him for actually being only mediocre. He's a remarkable athlete, but it's sad that an iconic figure is being used as a circus act. I'm John Feinstein.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber's supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Health.
You might think I'm just going to do this for the commercial, but I'm being completely honest with you. Yesterday, while walking up the stairs to go to my place, I heard a couple going the other way talking about how bad their Wi-Fi was. And I wanted to ask them if they had Xfinity XFi and try to sell them on everything, but I'm going to sell you on it because you don't want to have those conversations when you're getting ready to go out and you start talking about, oh, our Wi-Fi is no good. You need to hook up with Xfinity XFi because it'll change the way you Wi-Fi with a whole new way to personalize and control your home network. With XFi, you can set up your home Wi-Fi and be online in minutes. Find your Wi-Fi password. Know who's online because you want to make sure your kids are doing the right things online. Troubleshoot issues and even pause home Wi-Fi network access during dinner time. I'm telling you right now, you need to get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today. Get that XFi in your life so you won't have those conversations around strangers and let them know that you're not up to par Wi-Fi wise. Go to Xfinity.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein piles going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. This year has gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, the velocity has been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that, but the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Equal housing lender.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Inouse.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's get it going, shall we? It is the Bernstein and Goff Show between now and 5:30 before we make way for Baseball Armageddon in Washington.
Measuring Stick Series.
Statement Series.
Well, I mean, it's fun, you know. Yeah, you got to treat these like regular season basketball games that you're looking forward to.
Good teams are good teams. Yeah. We'll see some fun matchups. We'll see some good teams.
Nope. If the Nationals get swept, that means the Cubs are back. They're going to go on a hot streak, and they're going to sweep the playoffs almost like the Golden State Warriors did.
Okay.
No?
Chris Hine is going to give us a Blackhawks reset.
And he'll sweep the playoffs just like the Golden State Warriors almost did, too.
Much needed one at 3 o'clock. Len Casper joins us at 4. Chelsea Janes, the Nationals beat reporter for the Washington Post, will be our guest at 4:40.
Chelsea's the truth.
Yeah, she's really good. And then, as I mentioned, we are out at 5:30 to bring you that baseball surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number of WSCR, The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff.
Don't tweet me.
I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also have the Instagram page, which is at Bernstein Goff Show. You can interact with the show and the station as well on Facebook, where you can like the 670 The Score page. There's the website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. And on Facebook Live and at Watch670TheScore.com, we have our video feed. It is brought to you by the fine folks and the fine products of American Needle, and it's directed by Brian Gertsch.
I just was honest and said, yeah, I had a few beers in between the innings, and I don't think it was a big deal. Just enjoying a cocktail.
Yeah. 14-inning game, World Series game. Was it game four, right? Game four that he was talking about? Was it game three?
I haven't had a cocktail.
Yeah, Mark Burley sitting back there, kept asking people if he was going to get used or not. Started slamming a couple of beers, and all of a sudden, got a pitch.
Came in and got the save.
Yes, he did.
I remember seeing him the next morning, and I called him Eckersley. He's like, what? I said, because you got the save in the game. He's like, oh, okay.
He thought you were calling him a drunk.
No, I didn't know anything about that. Okay, at the time, maybe it touched a nerve, right? Now that I think about it, maybe it's like, wait, what does he know?
Only two, Bernstein.
Does he know he's pounding beers in the clubhouse? That's really funny. I never thought of that. No, you know, if you get
shout out to Eck,
you got a big World Series save, you know? Well, no, that's, I'd never thought about that. Wow.
You super sleuth.
Wait
Dan
a
Bernstein.
Second. What does he know? The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Mark, as I look around this stadium, it's just amazing how much these people love you and how many people came out to see you on this great day. In case you weren't aware of it, we don't draw 40,000 people every day.
Oh, rim shot.
Oh, hey, you know, get your ass out to the park, Sox fans.
All that was missing was Kenny Williams walking over and saying, yeah, and if you don't show up, we can't get any free agents.
But by the way, still, stay out of White Sox business.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, the owner every once in a while letting you know about yourselves.
You bums don't come here often enough.
He's got to the point. He's like the old dude whose house I went over. You get to a certain age where you just tell anybody anything. You're kind of fat, ain't you? Go, all right, well. Sox fans ain't coming out as much as you used to, huh?
In case you don't know, don't come out.
Yeah, that's whack. That's whack, Jerry. You're better than that.
Come on, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
All right, we've seen a lot of centers drafted recently. Right now it's Florida. They're up on the stage. They're about to make their pick, and we will see if they will go with a wing.
I'd like to wish Bill Torrey a happy birthday. 83 years old, his 50th NHL draft. Billy, happy birthday.
83.
People are sending these things to him now. There's no way in hell Tannehill caught that live. None. Zero.
He doesn't have to.
I'm just, no. That's the thing. That's when you know that you're bigger than the bit now, when people start helping you with the bit. You know? Tanny used to do all that work on his own. Now he's got grunts for him. He's got guys out. He's got minions listening at all times for the 83.
This segment is brought to you by CeCe's. Now it's CeCe's Party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original, topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary. Big Red!
Scoreboard update.
Steadily approaching 140 from the Chicago Wolves update studio, planning to celebrate the
fourth.
Yeah, I got a little Jerry Reinsdorf in me.
So much shade from Big Red.
Yeah, man, it's Monday. You want to start the week off like that, Zach?
It's not a shot at you.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean? Of course it is.
It is. We're late, and you're complaining about us being late.
No,
it's okay. Just own it. It's what you do.
It's 1:34 now from the Chicago Wolves.
Rapidly approaching our respective deaths.
My gosh. Sorry, Zach.
That is factually accurate, Dan, in case you're wondering.
Every second.
I'm Zach Zaidman. Our time on this planet is finite, and here's what's happening in sports.
The Hawks drafted someone I can't pronounce.
We're all going to die.
Approaching 1:35 for the Chicago
Wolves. I guess it is.
Yeah. I'm not lying.
But every second, you could say that at 1:34:01, but it's not. Come on,
so
Zach.
Fatalist.
Better than that.
Chronicling the ever encroaching inexorable march of time.
What's that about, Zach?
Why does this bother you so much?
Because I feel like it's just enough shade for me to be chapped about it.
The universe is expanding, and soon it will break apart.
Right. I'm not sitting here. You're like, oh, you know what? That update could have been a lot better, Zach. I appreciate every package that you bring to us, no matter if it's at 1:35 on the dot, boop, or whether it's 1:30.
Of all the people at the station, being sensitive over a time check.
Well, I mean, this was a sensitive weekend for me.
Oh!
Well, get over it. You work at the Score, 1:35 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I think that was just raw emotion that you saw from Stan, and the media is probably unaccustomed to seeing that. He's a very measured guy, but we were all frustrated
by the Blackhawks' surprising first-round exit against Nashville. Team president John McDonough explaining the candid end-of-season news conference by GM Stan Bowman in April, the one in which he called the season a complete failure and vowed to make changes, which led to the big trades this past weekend.
In the years I was with the Cubs, we had to, we had to trade players that were incredibly, incredibly difficult. And, it's part of the game. It's unfortunate. But on the other hand, it can be exciting, and it's a good opportunity for the players that we acquire.
McDonough, I guess, with Mully and Hanley, the biggest names departing, Panarin and Hjalmarsson. The Hawks get back a bunch of young players and a familiar face in veteran Brandon Saad. Baseball Cubs in Washington. Dan and Jason are calling this a monster mega start to a four-game series. Eddie Butler and Gio Gonzalez, the pitchers. Jamer Candelario expected to get the call today with Addison Russell dealing with a bad shoulder. White Sox home against the Yankees. The Sox enter tonight's game with the worst record in the American League. The Yankees are tied with Boston atop the American League East. NBA, the league announcing it's all rookie and all defensive teams today. No Bulls on either squad. Do you like Taco Bell's iconic chalupa? Then you're going to fall in love with the new limited edition double chalupa. You're listening to six, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Double?
Double. Not one. Two.
That's what double means.
Double chalupa.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by the golf courses at Whistling Straits.
Hey, golfers, be part of an exclusive set that can say,
The Home Depot now has LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. The warm look of wood flooring with a surface that's tough, scratch-resistant, and completely 100% waterproof. So, if life brings you things that scratch or things that spill, you'll be completely 100% worry-proof. And that is a beautiful feeling. LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at only $279 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
com/summer
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Yeah, the Cubs keep, every time you look for that belief, the concept of escape velocity, the speed at which you leave the orbit, you leave the gravitational pull of something, mediocrity is exerting gravity on the Cubs. The 500 mark has a unique gravitational pull on the Cubs from either direction, from two games under to two games over, and we just keep waiting for those boosters to kick in, for them to at least achieve some orbit above and beyond the 500 mark, and they just, it's not firing. It's not. I thought maybe yesterday was the day, and then a 3-run inning, and just like ugh. And it's one of those ugh innings where it's like a bad bounce, and then this
Kansas City special.
I mean, right?
Yeah, this happening while your two best pitchers are kind of figuring it out over the last four or five starts here. The offense is putrid, and I didn't think that would be the case, especially after what you saw last year. You think the guy's going to develop a certain way, and after getting the book on some more pitches in the National League, Chris Bryant, there was some at-bats yesterday where there's stuff in the zone that he doesn't miss, and he's missing it. And I'm like, what's, is he not feeling well? Is he
drinking from Schwarber's coffee mug?
Is there something wrong? Hell, you look at what Addison Russell was doing with those throwing errors, and now you think about, was that shoulder bothering him for a while? What's been happening here? Like, these are the things that I talked about a couple of weeks ago during transition where it seemed like I was being the Cubs hater. But no, this is what baseball seasons bring to you. That's why, people talk about, oh, it's just April. Well, you can bank a certain amount of wins in April and then say to yourself, all right, the season's going to take its course now. Guys are going to get hurt. Things are going to happen to guys, off the field and all these other things. The summer is upon you now, guys. Sleeping arrangements might be a little bit different when the summer comes about. Like, the city gets more inviting. Things happen. These are still young dudes. And everybody acts as if, oh, no, don't worry about it. They're just going to take, like you said, they're going to take off into orbit. And the baseball season is happening to them. Those early weeks where you should have been trouncing some of these bad teams. You got swept by San Diego. San Diego sucks. You showed them that the last time you saw them. But, like, those are the things where I feel, from my novice baseball eye, this team did not capitalize on what presented itself early as the league's too. The league still being afraid of you. Now, the pundits still believe, and I still believe, they're going to win the division. But there isn't that swagger that the Cubs can walk with. From last year's World Series, after what people have seen for the first 70 games of this season, you've got a lot of average performances, a lot of them, and from guys that you didn't expect them from. Even if you didn't have a track record, you felt like, all right, this is on the upswing here. You got young dudes who are only going to get better, and I still think they're only going to get better, but this season is what it is right now.
Madden said it. Madden said, we've got to beat good pitchers, where you're going to have two of them at least in this series.
Yeah, Scherzer and Strasburg.
Prove it. Go do it. Go do it. Listen to the manager. Don't listen to us. Listen to the manager.
And you got a nasty, nasty lineup. You can get to those dudes all you want, maybe for three runs, on a whim. But that lineup, top to bottom.
You better not give up any extra outs.
Got to pick the ball up. Got to pick signs up. These are the things. And
that made me crazy.
Well, Madden. There's a reason why Madden found his touchstone. Like, when you're playing average baseball, there's only so many bad things that happen. He found his touchstone. Like, oh, okay, we're missing signs now? Time for me to go off. He does exactly what a good manager should do when you've been, oh, yeah, everything's great. I actually like the way we're playing baseball. Even if we're losing, we're playing well.
But usually when
you find that little moment that you can jump on.
Especially when you're winning.
Yeah,
the good managers will have the luxury,
bring you back down a little bit,
right? Of sometimes doing that, like in a 5-2 win, a guy misses a sign, and then you're not Mr. Happy We Won guy.
Now in a loss, the guy missed a sign, and Ian Happ didn't help him out any.
No,
Ian Happ's like, bro, I just got up here and I know the damn signs. Like, come on, help me out a little bit. And Wilson, his next at bat didn't look as
JD was right on
enthusiastic
it too.
As he should have. Yeah. I wonder if groups of players drag, or if every guy has to go through their little thing, because it seems as if there have been like a package of two or three guys this entire season. It's just gone. The malaise has gone from one package of two or three guys to the next package of two or three guys. It hasn't been like one guy, all right, this guy's slumping or that guy's slumping. There's been the guys that you count on in bunches that just haven't been playing good enough baseball for you.
In given games where you realize that the Cubs have two hits in a game?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
What do you? What? Why? Why don't you have more hits than that? That's not enough hits.
Now's the time for Mails and Hinsk and all these guys with the cool nicknames. I mean, something's got to happen here. I know the guys that are getting paid to play need to perform, but get in their heads, do something. I don't want to do the whole, you know, rile them up thing because you don't want to do that in baseball, but a button has to be pressed here before we get to the All-Star break and we're still talking about a 500 team.
We've got some Cubs to discuss as we get started with the big four-game series against the Washington Nationals in Washington. And also, maybe after the top of the hour, too. Look, Friday was crazy talking about the Bulls and what was happening and all that, but there are some big questions about what you, the Bulls fan, are really going to have to prepare for now. About what that Butler trade meant. It was one thing to you know talk about it and everything in the draft, but I really hope you understand what's going on here because you've got to recalibrate a little bit as a fan, and we'll talk about that after the top of the score.
World champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with the Spiegel and Parkin show tomorrow at noon on the Score.
To call it a dirty play is absolutely wrong. The object is to score a run and to be safe, and I think Anthony's best method of doing that was to do what he did do.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right, and by Sam Adams. Pursue better.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yes, the velocity has been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that. But the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The pitch by Ramos. A swing and a fly ball to shallow center. Going out is Gordon, and the ball game is over. Contreras pops out to second base. The ball game is over. Miami wins it by a score of 4-2.
That's what I'm talking about. Even the mental mistakes are the things that they're the only things that upset me. Mental mistakes, physical mistakes, make as many as you need to. Absolutely.
How about if I trip over my laces running down to first base every damn time? Yeah, it was a weird series. It's always weird in Miami, though. There's not really anyone there. That park is kind of funky. And Giancarlo Stanton's hitting line drive home runs. I thought that thing was like maybe a couple of feet above the third baseman's head. And the next thing you know, you're trotting around the bases. That hit, I would love to see like a bench pressing competition between him and Aaron Judge. I don't think you've got more physically imposing men in the sport than those two guys. And if I'm wrong, Shep or Tanny or Dan, let me know. But those two dudes, I watched a little Yankees baseball this weekend. We're gonna see the Yankees play against the Sox with big old Aaron Judge all rise when he hits a home run. But Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge, are there any better physical specimens in the game than those two guys? Because baseball players are good-looking dudes now. You got the defensive back bodies that have infiltrated the game once again, but they look more normal than, of course, the steroid era. But these two dudes, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton is a monster, and Aaron Judge should be playing, you know, outside linebacker for the 49ers or something.
And what Cody Bellinger is doing?
Dude.
I mean, It is amazing, and it, with all the stats that I see,
it shouldn't look this easy.
No, and following the people that I follow and a lot of the analysts that I follow, did you know that the swing and miss rate right now is 24%?
Is that? Let me know where that is.
It's a big spike in the graph. 24% swing and miss, because it's gone up steadily from 20 to 21, okay. It's just starting to rise.
That's a huge spike. Jump. Yeah.
Huge. So,
it's okay.
But Bellinger, if you look at his swing.
Oh, it's beautiful.
He's a little open. If you look at him, he does stuff that he's the big reverse pulley with his hands going all the way up.
DeRosa and his
front side.
DeRosa
comes open.
Was talking about his swing. It's funny that you say that. DeRosa was talking about his swing this morning. By the way, it is quickly becoming my favorite morning show. That MLB Central show in the morning.
Great.
It is terrific. He was talking about swings that he loves in the game. And of course, what Cody Bellinger has done over the last 11, 12 games is absolutely ridiculous. But he was talking about Cano. He was talking about some other guys, some other lefties. And he said he enjoys his swing because there's a simplicity to it that he enjoys. Where there's not a lot of moving pieces. There's not a toe tap. There's not, you know, there's not a trigger.
He looks like a kid that just picked up a wiffle bat. You know, it's unapologetic. Launching.
Okay, yeah, if I miss, I miss. But I'm here for this.
It is unapologetically launching.
Last 11 games, 362 batting average, 6 doubles, 11 home runs, 23-year RBI, a 1441 OPS.
I mean, come on. A ball in the air means good things.
And look at his numbers, though, from high A ball and double A ball. This dude has been doing this his entire career. I believe he hit 26 home runs in 117 games last year. The year before that, he hit 31. So it's a guy who's like, yo, I'm not just messing around getting results because I changed something up. He's been a slugger his entire young career in the minor leagues, and he jumps up at the major league level. Everybody's talking about Corey Seager, and rightfully so, but this dude, I mean, the Dodgers are just printing him. What was it, the 4 years in a row that they had the NL Rookie of the Year? What was it? Is it Nomo, Hollinsworth, Mondesi, and I forget the fourth Karros. One. Was it Karros or Piazza?
Karros, Piazza, Hollinsworth, Nomo.
Mondesi, right? Wasn't Mondesi in there?
I think it was five.
Oh, so it was five? Yeah. Like, that farm system is producing this. Like, they feel like how the Cubs felt last year. Has Kenley
Jansen walked anybody yet?
No.
He still hasn't walked anybody?
I think he's taken back some walks, from last year.
Yeah, we're even removing last year's walks.
Right. Like they feel like last year, like, okay, this is who's going to beat Kershaw when he's not, when he doesn't have 6 hours rest like he did in that Cubs series. Like, who's going to beat that dude? Who's going to beat that line? That lineup's got some thunder, man. And Thunderman. And Justin Turner looks decent again. They got some – the Dodgers, man, the Dodgers – the Nationals, the Cubs, and then after that, the NL West is cool, but
losing streak for the Rockies knocked them on their heels a little bit.
You can have everybody else after that.
Jansen finally yesterday walked somebody.
That's crazy. June?
Send him down.
June 25th.
That's enough. Demote him.
After what he did last year in the postseason too, you'd think that arm, but hey. He's still out there firing.
This segment is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I want to make sure in just
bull
a bit,
stuff?
I want to make sure you really understand.
You understand what ride you're getting ready to
get on?
What's
going on here? Yeah. And I don't know if the 18,000 people that fill that place every night.
When you get in the roller coaster and that harness comes over your chest and you're like, I want to go back now. No, this is going to be.
And start hearing that tick, 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 tick because you start headed up. You're like,
you think about
the
bad decision that you just made.
Am I on the right roller coaster?
Should I have had two funnel cakes before I got on this?
I won't have a funnel cake and I won't get on a roller coaster.
Both?
So.
If you're forced to do one.
Funnel cake. Yeah. Ugh. But I hate, because that oil sits there all day.
I don't think I've ever had a funnel cake, now that I think about it.
It's fried dough. The little carnival near us, my wife got really sick from a funnel cake.
Well, you
one
probably
year,
shouldn't go to just, those. Those things are...
It supports the local
are,
Boys and Girls Club.
It's just a traveling criminal festival.
I know.
It's just dudes who are on the run.
I say the same thing about the NBA.
Half these guys are on weed, and the other half don't care. No, I'm just telling you, man, be careful when you go out to those traveling carnivals. Someone's going to die because there are nothing but criminals putting together the
No,
rides.
This way, it's always the same people.
I got you.
And for whatever reason, the guy that announces the squirt gun horse race, you know what I'm talking
Is
about?
Doc Emmerich?
No, he's really good, though. He's got a good voice. He's like a really good play.
You got bull stuff at the top
of
the hour. 312-644-6767 is if you want to jump in the conversation. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Get your Monday started right here on the BNG Show, 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is